Good morning. Today we'll be looking at the shield of faith, again from Ephesians chapter 6. The Roman shield was called a scutum. It was a 4.5-foot oval or rectangular wood covered with hide and framed with iron. Oftentimes the leather was soaked in water prior to battle, in order to put out the enemy's dangerous fiery darts that was dipped in pitch and set on fire. In battle, these shields could be locked together to form a wall in front and to form a roof overhead. But what Paul wants us to know today is that we have been given a shield of faith. One that is able to put out the fiery darts that the enemy of our souls hurls at us each and every day. You and I face many fiery darts each day. We face the darts of temptation. We face the darts of doubt, anger, frustration, and pride. We face the darts of despair, fear, guilt, shame. We face the darts of confusion, deception, discouragement, depression, hopelessness, loneliness, greed, loss, presumption, stubbornness, laziness, suspicion, jealousy, hate, wrath, malice, discord, conflict, and the list goes on. The enemy's attacks are numberless, but the shield of faith provides that spiritual protection from these things. Whatever the situation the enemy launches at us, whatever our circumstances are, through eyes of faith from God's perspective, we must trust Him to carry us through all trials and temptations. We must stand firm and resolute, confident in the God that we serve, the captain of the heaven's armies, our commander in chief. He will see us through. In the midst of Satan's attacks, we can take up our shield of faith as we pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We can say to the Lord, "Lord, I trust you today in spite of these attacks. I trust you even though these things are coming my way. In spite of my shortcomings, my flaws, my mistakes, I trust you today. Lord, I will walk in your trust, though I cannot see my way through, though I don't know what lies ahead. In you, I put my trust." We are reminded that our faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We are called to take up the shield of faith. We are reminded that we are people who walk by faith and not by sight. When it gets dark, I trust you, Lord. When I'm in a situation that tempts me to the core, young people, I will say, you must say, "I trust you, God." Because we trust in the Lord with all our hearts, and we will not lean onto our own understanding, but in all our ways we will acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths. People of God, let us lift up our shield of faith, so that having done all, we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. I want to close with and remind you of the words of this song. It declares, "Where He lead me, I will go, for I've learned to trust Him so. And I remember it was for me that He was slain on Calvary. Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He's the truest friend to me, for I remember Calvary. Onward I go, nor doubt, nor fear. Happy with Christ, my Savior near. Trusting that I someday shall see Jesus, my friend of Calvary. Today, you and I can lift up our shield of faith because onward we go, no doubt, no fear, happy with Christ, our Savior near. Let us pray. Lord, once again, we want to thank you for another piece of armor that you have given to us. Lord, the shield of faith. Lord, many times our faith grows weak in the midst of our circumstances, in the midst of our situations, in the midst of the challenges that we face. But we pray, God, that we remember that you have given to us the shield of faith. And as a result, we can lift our shield of faith. We can lift our faith in you, O God, knowing, O God, that, Lord, our faith in you will never fail. And so, Father, we pray that, Lord God, we will not look to the left nor the right, but we'll keep our eyes on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you again for the shield of faith, which is able to keep us from all fear and all doubt as we put our trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.